Hello. First of all, I would like to welcome all of you affectionately for this workshop. I think more people will come, but we can start already. The title of this workshop is The Secrets of Real Kirtan, and we could really reveal the secret in the very beginning. It's about full absorption, to be there, body, mind and heart, brings about a state which we could call Kirtan Samadhi. Sama means the same, and Dhi means the same mind. The same mind of what? The same mind of the spiritual reality. You enter, in other words, a spiritual reality where you make spiritual experiences, where you feel a true harmony, and if you want, something like a true connection with the divine reality. So this is happening. This goal of spiritual realization of every path, yoga, mindfulness is a simplified form. Visiting holy places, worshipping, any true path wants to arise your consciousness and connect your consciousness with another reality. So that is happening in Kirtan when it is properly done, and I will try to give you some hints that can help you to make this Kirtan absorption or Samadhi a reality for you. My name is Satchinanda Swami. Musically, I'm a member of the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band. This is my musical person with whom we work together since 10 years, and we are we are traveling the world and give retreats and also Kirtan events. We are invited everywhere. Our last thing was in Rishikesh, where we were guests in India Jumna Maharaj's Kirtan Fest. But we are doing this. We give retreats. A big one is coming up, our biggest this year, in a place called Radadesh. It's a castle in Belgium. But in between there are many smaller events. So yes, we are doing this. We are trying to live this. We are even trying to breathe this Kirtan. So I would love to share with you some of the precious jewels of our Kirtan life, of our Kirtan experiences and what we teach. We have written a few books about this, and perhaps one is available, I don't know. Lega Shravanti, if she's here, we will have a book called The Living Name. It is there. I have a copy here, and you can also order it on Amazon if you would like to like it. So the idea is full absorption. That is the secret, and we can obtain this secret if we use our three human endowments. Endowment means like a gift, our physical body, our mind, and the seat of our emotions, the heart, and engage that in kirtan. And it will be very simple. You will. It won't be highly theoretical. There was once a sadhu, and this is how I would like to start, a saintly person who lived as a hermit in the forest. He had chosen the forest for his place of spiritual practice because he wanted to avoid all the possible distractions which would take his mind away from his spiritual absorption. He was very strict with his life. He really stayed up till late in the night. He chanted his mantras and performed his meditations up till late in the night, but he still had to learn. He had to learn a painful lesson from a lady in love. Yes, he had learned from the scriptures. He had learned from a teacher, but he had not learned the secret of spiritual practice. One evening, he met his teacher, a lady who was on his way to a romantic encounter with her lover. This is what happened. He was sitting there, chanting, and then performing his meditations, when he heard a rustle in the forest, a noise in the forest. He was not really afraid, but if it's 11 o'clock in the night and you can't see and you hear this noise coming closer, you wonder what it is. And as this noise came closer, breaking twigs and so on, he did become nervous. Then he saw in the moonlight a lady with flying hair. Her cloth were moving, and she was running, came closer, and then knocked him over, and he fell, and then she disappeared in the darkness. He thought, I mean, this is really not very respectful, and tried to go back to his meditation, but was not possible because he kept on thinking of that image of the lady knocking him over. After 3 hours or so, or 2 hours, I was not there with my wristwatch, he heard from the opposite direction again the crackling noise coming closer. This time the lady, same lady, came to the clearing where he sat, Lichtung in the forest, and this time she paid her obeisances. Oh, saintly soul, please bless me. He was looking at her and said, you are strange. First you knock me over, don't say what a normal person says, I'm sorry. And then you come and you pay your obeisances and speak these words of the highest respect. What is wrong with you? The lady said, what? I came by here? Yes, you came from the opposite direction. Where were you going to? The lady said, I'm sorry, I was my mind was somewhere else. I was thinking of my lover, whom I would meet in a hut by the banks of the river, and with whom I would have a rendezvous.
You mean to say you were on a lover's journey? I mean, you had a relationship with him? You had physicality with him?
What is physicality, the lady asked. So he had to explain what it is, sex, no? Yes.
And you didn't notice that you trampled over me?
No.
I'm sorry. I mean,
and then he understood. The lady in love had been so absorbed in her other reality, that meeting her lover. Her body was rushing there. Her mind was there, and her heart was there, so that she was not really aware of knocking the saint over. So he thought, if I could be absorbed like this, body, mind, and heart, in the spiritual reality, I would not be so distracted. And he thought, this lady in love is my guru. My dear everyone, in the ancient wisdom texts, we know we have two types of gurus. One is the one who instructs us in the philosophy, who is systematic, who is also telling us when we go wrong, who also sometimes corrects our egos, which no one likes. And then we have the Shiksha Gurus, plural number, those people who instruct us by their teachings, those people who may even be animals in nature, who instruct us by an example. You know, anything can be our Shiksha Guru, and many people can act like this. So that saint thought, she's one of my Shiksha Gurus. So I would love to, this was just in the beginning, I would love to sing now with you. We will now try to sing as absorbed as we can, and then at the end of the retreat, I hope you will be so, retreat is not the word, this workshop, I hope you have learned so many things that your experience is much deeper than the first thing. But let us just wake up our mind and our heart and our body by singing for a moment. And then I will start to explain how you can absorb yourself on the physical platform. Then we will go deeper to the platform of the mind, and finally we do a little archaeology, we dig very deep, and we will chant on the level of the heart. Is that interesting for you?
Yes.
Are you ready for a journey?
Yes.
Good. I will see. Okay, sit down now. You are already situated. I mean, sit tall, please. Let's do a few deep breaths. We will start with a monosyllable mantra. It's known as the Pranava, always new.
the origin of the universe. There was sound in the beginning. From this sound, everything evolved. Some of you are new in this Om. You chant the O or Au like this. You start very deep in your system. You go higher as the sound, you draw it up, and you have a long M. I will do it one time alone. Please listen and then do it. So you rise, it's the rising Om, yeah?
Thank you.
Please sing now. Excellent. Now the workshop starts. Please use your body to come into a posture. Try to sit straight. And then do two things. That is, first, watch your pronunciation. Make sure that as you sing, you really sing. You don't think at that time, but you just sing. And then make sure that you listen to yourself. Yes, you heard properly. Listen to your own sound. That will create a very nice circle in your system, no? So sit, pronounce, and listen. Please do so now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare Hare. It's also important that you set your intention. See, many who do this kirtan regularly, they are not doing that and therefore have little result. So the intention is, you have now nothing on your mind, nothing on your do list, nothing in your WhatsApp or wherever, but just have that time where you go into this ancient spiritual practice. It's really a time for yourself and a higher relationship. Try to be present. Sing very clearly, means pronounce and then listen. Very good. Please do now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Very good, very good, very good. Amen. And one more time, all of us, please. Again, only the three things at this moment, please. The body sits in an attentive listening behavior. You use the body really as an instrument. The vocal cords sing, vibrate, and the ear just listens. It receives the sound and it lets the sound travel down to a place where you can be very aware, if you train a little, that is in your listening heart, the listening heart. So let's do this now. And we can sing a little louder now. Okay, start now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare. 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 Rama. Hare. Rama. Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Manu, Hare, Rama, Manu, Rama, Rama, Hare. Everybody please. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Sound is already much better than when you start when we started. My dear everyone, if we just perform kirtan using our body, the problem could arise that it starts to become mechanical. We need to now take charge of the second human endowment, that is our minds. I have a very, I can say a friend, his name is Radhanath Maharaj. Some of you might know him. He was once in a university with a philosopher, Connell was his name, but I don't remember his first name. And this man said, we live in an age of mass distraction weapons. You know, we are used to hear we live in an age of mass destruction weapons, but this man said, no, they are, well, that is also there, but the distraction weapons, the advertisement, the social media, some people can't imagine a life beyond the screen any longer. I mean, anyways, you know better than me. So, and the problem is that these distractions are not just outside, you know, advertisement, Netflix, football, the life itself. They come inside. So that on an average, a person is lost in thoughts. Harvard University says 47% of the time. What do I mean with this? Most of the time, most of people's mind are in so-called old patterns. What this means is that they are constantly engaged in commenting what's going on in the environment. I like this, what is going on outside. I don't like it. Constantly. And they make their stories about people they like, people they dislike, circumstances they like, they dislike. And they are, it occupies them. The next thing is, they are constantly what neuroscience calls time travelers. They either think of the past, this happened yesterday, or of the future. I wish this to happen in the future. I have made arrangements for my holidays. I'm a retreat giver, my next retreat, and this will be, and so on. We are not in the present moment. We are not there, either in the past or in the future. And the next thing, and please, no, I'm talking only what, at the moment, what neuroscience says. I'm picking this up. I have done some research. I'm writing a book on meditation, and I had to do a lot of research for this. We are constantly constructing our sense of identity, our identity building. What do I dress in today, so that people will have the picture I want to project into the world? How do I speak so that people think I'm learned in neuroscience? I made a little sarcastic comment about me, no? Constantly, like with Lego, have you Lego as children? Do you know what is Lego? Do they still know?
this is my ego, this is my identity, which I project to the world. And these are three of six default, means things you are thinking all the time. Or let us say you are not thinking it, it occupies your mind, no? It occupies you. So when we want good kirtan, we need to bring our mind away from this, a new word for you perhaps, thought traffic, vroom, 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 of thoughts which are not really connected with the our true self, that is not that we all know is okay, you know, that is fine, but we are troubled by this thought travel. In kirtan, we need to learn to focus. And I would like to tell you a story from the Mahabharata, which I read in the night. The famous or well-accomplished teacher, Dronacharya, he's a martial arts guru to the Kaurava princes, calls his princess, for a shooting contest. This contest will show who amongst is the one most skilled in using a bow and an arrow. So what he does, Dronacharya, the great martial art teacher, he takes a wooden pigeon, a carved pigeon, he places it in the top of a tree, and he asks his students to shoot the eye of the bird. I guess some of you must have heard it. It's such a good narration. So he calls forth Duryodhana. Duryodhana is a mighty prince. He has a numerous family. There are so many brothers. It's hard to count them. There are so many. And he tells Duryodhana, the goal is to shoot the eye of the bird. Take your bow. Take your arrow. Draw the bow. And don't shoot. The prince is there, trembling a little already. Tell me before you loosen the arrow what you see. Dronacharya is a little disturbed. I mean, it's obvious, no? I see the tree, I see all of you. I see everything here. You are not qualified to shoot. Go to the back of the line. He calls the next one forward. His name is Yudhishthira. And you, Mark, they all have heard what goes on. So Yudhishthira, take your bow, draw it, but don't shoot. Tell me first what you see. I see you, Guru Maharaj. Move aside, Yudhishthira, to the back of the line. You are not qualified to shoot. It goes for a long time like this. Finally, he calls one of the brothers of Duryodhana, who is clever. So what do you see? I see the tree and the bird. Dronacharya says, you're such a disappointment. Just move to the back of the line. Then he calls
Arjuna, famous Arjuna, you have heard about him. Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita, this old wisdom teaching to him. And he said, Arjuna, draw the arrow and aim, but don't shoot. What do you see? And Guruji, I see the eye of the bird. In faint protest, Dronacharya says, and everything else, the tree, me, your brothers, I see the eye of the bird. But he is everything else, no? Tell truthfully, what do you see? The eye of the bird. Shoot. The arrow goes and it cannot miss its goal, because the mind had reached already the goal. The mind of Arjuna was fixed on the task ahead. The task was not to tell about the landscape, not to tell about people in the landscape, not even about the bird. It was all about the eye of the bird. In Kirtan, there is one rule. It is, in poetic words, lose the mind to find the mind. Or lose the material mind and find your, what is underneath, what is always there. Your God-conscious mind, your mind that is vast. Lose your small mind to find the big mind, and inside the big mind, God, eternity, love, what is there. What this means in practice, and we will practice this in a moment, to consciously replace the distracting thoughts, which will come. You will see everyone else. You will hear everyone else. That is also good to some degree, but you will, that is all right. But to bring your mind back from the WhatsApp message this morning that really occupies your mind still, and bring your mind to the sound vibration. And as you do this, you will see the secret of sound. As we said in the beginning, from the there is one primordial sound. Do you remember what it is? Is it Om? No. From that sound, everything else comes. It's the original seed sound. In the beginning, there was Om. While everything is, there's Om. And at the end, there will be Om alone. So, to bring the mind to the transcendental sound of the kirtan. So, there is a verse. I have written it down here. Should I sing it for you? I will try. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram tatas tato niyamya ita atmanyeva vasham naye. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So we will do this now in a practical way. There's one tip on the side. When you tell the mind, don't think of Donald Trump. It's not good for you. I hope I don't make a politically incorrect statement here. Or don't think of this. Or don't think of the person you don't like. What will the mind think about? For the mind, there is no don't. You need to give the mind an alternative. Not an alternative to I like this, and then the alternative would be I don't like it, or the alternative is not, if you don't like something, then you train your mind to say I like it. It won't work. You have to give it something new, something different. Do you know how you can keep an elephant from stealing? I also didn't know it. It may be also not so important in Germany to know this. But the elephant will move over a marketplace and his trunk, shoo, will go to the left. To steal some bananas, eat it, and the trunk goes, and if there is a oranges, it will go and take the oranges. It will go to the, what else are there, guavas, and so on. If you want the mind to not go left and right, you have to give it something to hold on, a stick. Sorry, the mind, the trunk of the elephant, and then when it carries a stick, it just somehow, I don't know why, you have to ask the mahouts, these elephant people or elephant controllers, then it doesn't go left and right. So in the same way, the mind, if you don't want it to go to I like this or I don't like this, left and right, like the trunk of an elephant, give it something positive to hold on. And this is the sound of the mantra. We will do this. Yes, we are ready. One moment. Ready? So take what you learned, how to align your body. Sit again straight. Let's make a few deep breaths. It helps when you breathe out a little longer. Then you will automatically deepen your next inhale and next exhale, etc. We can do this. Breathe into a count of one, of three. Okay, let's start now with three. And out on a count of six. In. Out. Long for you, no? In, out, in, out. Four is enough, no? In, two, three, out, and four. In. Out. And now you can count on your own, please.
Yeah.
This is an analogy, just like the trunk of the elephant. Our mind goes to past and future. It goes to likes and dislikes. Our mind is restless. Often not willing to cooperate unless we bring our attention to something it can hold on. And in Kirtan, we try to hold on in our mind to the syllables of the divine, the sacred names. Please don't despair if your mind turns back to the activity of the wild trunk of the elephant. It will do this, but give it always something to hold it. Bring it back from wherever it wanders due to the restless nature. And if you can do this, you will see how something unfolds or manifests that is so wonderful. You just need to be willing to try. Please sing now.
Hare
Krishna,
Hare.
Still, you know, activity in the sense that we bring our body and our mind could still turn into dry mechanic activity if we don't access what some call the lost heart. What do we mean? You don't have just one heart. You have three hearts. Of those three, everyone knows and is in command of the physical and the emotional heart. Please do me a favor. Just, it doesn't work if you have such thick jackets like me, but try to touch with your hand the physical heart. Can you feel the heartbeat? Path? Yes, good. Now for a moment, try to go into your emotional heart. How does it look there? At the moment it's one thing because you're in a workshop, but normally, are you happy in your life? Content? Is there something or someone who broke your heart? Is there someone who is in the process of repairing it? Can you feel your emotional heart? Yes, no? Let me also try. It's interesting. I'm a little anxious because very soon I have to go to the dentist, and I have a certain ambiguous relationship to dentists. So, but there are other. Yeah, I'm. Yes, I'm looking forward to the time that comes. Emotional hearts is where the emotions are. Sometimes where they get stuck also. Many people have stuck emotions, and if you learn to see that, you will see too many people have stuck emotions. They are somewhere stored away. They function well, but they are broken emotions. Yes, it's good to repair that. But what we speak of, these two hearts we all know, physical and emotional. But we are speaking now of the spiritual heart. Do you know that according to all wisdom traditions, and I will give an example from my own, the heart is a very special place in that it is the dwelling place, or dwelling place means the place where the self resides or lives, the true self, and now listen to this, the supreme one. You don't need to search for God in a very complicated way. He's right there in the heart. The Upanishads say, like two birds that are in a tree, there is you, the true self, and then there is Paramatma, the supreme self. And the problem is that you, the, are often so much engaged in eating the fruits of the tree that you have turned your head away from the supreme and the heart, no? We are so much engaged in the fruits of this world. You know better, all the plans which we have related to the world, that we have turned our face away. It's called Bahiyamukha in Sanskrit. We are looking outside and not inside. So all the saints of the spiritual traditions have said, stop, 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 where are you running to? Everything you look for is inside, God, the self, everlasting happiness. If you keep on running outside, you might miss it all. Stop, stop. So What is the secret of the spiritual heart? My dear everyone, it is something which is quite obvious, but at least for me, when I was in, before I started the spiritual path in seriousness, I had overlooked it. It is in the same thing in which your emotional heart works. Your emotional heart is very much dependent on relationship. We all know that there's one word, one thing that gives us the greatest happiness in the world. What is it? Love. You're shy to say, or do you agree? No, yes.
Yes.
Love. And there's one thing in this world that gives us the greatest amount of distress. What is that?
Love.
Love, when it's broken, when it's disappointed, when it is not reciprocated. Oh, so much pain. Oh. So that is the emotional heart. Now the spiritual heart has spiritual emotions, and it also is empowered by that love, which when it's spiritual, we call it bhakti, no? Devotion, devotional love. There's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who says, one drop of this real prema or devotional love can flood the whole world. It's so, so good. So this devotional heart is revived when you make a sincere effort in kirtan to connect. To connect with that one with the thousand names. I like to use this so that I make sure that no one calls me a religious fanatic who's in one direction. I as far as I have heard from others, I'm not. I try to have a vision on universal spirituality while I follow my own path. So that one who has thousands and millions of names, if you try to make a connection with him, then he might reciprocate. He might return. He might answer. So there is a verse, just as young men desire young ladies. Yes, no? You are too old for this, I think. Just as young men desire young ladies, and young ladies desire young men, my dear Lord, may my mind be attracted to you. So this entering a devotional relationship is there. What we will do is, we will now sing, it might be our last kirtan, and then I will see if you have any questions. I just have to find my wristwatch. It's here, acha. Oh yeah, we are in good time. We are in perfect time, I can't believe it. So we will again take the same thing, the lessons from the first. Sit tall, please. Pronounce. Yeah. A sharp or A? We will take a real heart melody. God so good. So as you enter this kirtan, bring your mind to the syllables, to the divine names. Search for a connection, a divine connection. There's a beautiful Bengali song that says, O Supreme, let these days where I was an orphan, Waisenkind in German, let these days where I had turned away from you come to an end. Embrace me with your love. Bring your light to my inner darkness, my dark secrets, and lighten it up. Although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Sincerely searching for connection. It will free a little bit of what is stuck, and then sing really loud. Try to let not your voice sing, not even the mind, but let your heart sing. At least try. Let's start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
an echo in our heart.
some sort of feeling. Just let us sit in silence for just a brief moment. You can bring them to the eyes and then away from your face and come to room awareness. I would love you to do now one final exercise for 2 minutes or so. Turn to your neighbor. It's good if it's someone unknown whom you have not met before, but if you are a little shy or a little introvert perhaps, then you can go to a person you know and just share with the neighbor what went on for you in any part of the workshop. Was it when we were aligning the body? Was it when you were trying to focus the mind? Or was it in the last, when you tried to recover the lost heart and offer it? Yes. I will go with Gokrishna. You are natural neighbors there. Please, everyone take, I know some of you are, I'm so shy, so, and just find a neighbor. Aarti, you found a neighbor? Good, so you can start now. Just share your experience, what went on for you in the kirtan. The good thing, the whatever went on. Yeah? Siddhartha. So thank you all very, very much for participating in this workshop. I want to just switch back into my role as the devotees have asked me to be the MC. Let me tell you how the program continues. We have a pause now. We will start again at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. We will be our punctual selves at 3 o'clock, and we will go up till 9 o'clock. I highly recommend that you use this time to really bring to life what we have talked about so far, that is to bring the body, the mind and the heart into alignment. You will see miracles happen. It's almost like, you know, when you bring the wheels, the motor and the steering wheel together, you can have locomotion. You can move fast over the German highways. So in the same way, when you can bring your body, your mind and your heart to just the mantra, you can move, you can fly in the sky of spiritual life. It is very, very good. I also want to address those of you who are already chanting many years. If you have learned this, that is very, very good. If you still feel something can be improved in these areas, please don't be hesitant, but be set to the task. And the good news is we have 6 hours to try this. After 6 hours, I expect all of you to be, yes, moving ahead in your spiritual life very nicely. It was a pleasure for me to give a workshop in Germany. Wow, this is rare for me. I have become such an intern. Ich bin so ein internationaler Fritz geworden. the Germans will understand that I don't, that I'm not so often here. But it was a pleasure. I wish you all the best. And if you forget many things, there are a few things I request you to, actually one thing, remember the elephant, no? I saw that elephant in a place called Vrindavan. It was on a festival day, all the fruit vendors and the sugar cane dealers, you know, who had the sugar cane and made juice from it, oh, the sugar cane juice, were there. And then this elephant came. He was meant to lead a procession, but he had another idea. He saw these fruits and he was going, this trunk was really swinging back and forth, and he was just eating like a German Müllwagen, you know, like a German, what is it, the garbage car trucks, you know. And the ladies were going, and ran, and the vendors, the started to, the vendors means Händler, they started to throw stones or whatever they could get a hand on this elephant, but he was determined. Until his, they are called Mahout, the person who sat on his neck, finally managed to bring a stick in the trunk, the end of the trunk. And the moment the elephant grabbed that trunk, grabbed that stick, his movement stopped. I don't know what happened. And he was in good moods. Not that he was now wild or crazy or so, no. Oh yes, procession. Not eating. And he moved on. So this happens when you can grab the mantra and bathe yourself internally in the sound of the mantra. So 3 o'clock we start. So, if you are hungry, there is a food truck outside. And see you all later today. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and Haribo.